I just ignored the last one that I did on Mia or my MAI fam PHAM. Somehow I got disconnected. So MAI PHAM to 26 emergency visit on top. Date of birth 5-7-53. History of present illness. This is a 69-year-old woman we were asked to see at the request of our daughter with increased pain, shortness of breath, chest pain, cough, lower extremity redness, and edema, along with pedal edema and not feeling good. Our patient is a 69-year-old woman who was diagnosed with uterine cancer in 2009, subsequent lung cancer in 2014, then thyroid cancer in 2017, then diagnosed with brain in 2020, and subsequent bony and liver mets in 2021. Period. In paragraph, she's originally from Vietnam. She lives at home. She's never been a smoker, never been a drinker. She moved here in 2009 to get medical care and lives with her daughter at this time. Review of system. She's in pain. She feels terrible. She has a red hot lower extremity. She's been on Keflex for some time. She also has a yellow tinge to her skin consistent with a sallow complexion. That's S-A-L-L-O-W. And near ecteric. And very near ecteric. She has a inflamed lower extremity. She cannot lay flat. She's short of breath. She's in pain all over and very anxious, period. Family history, thyroid cancer, allergy, none. Medication, lorazepam, hydromorphine, Keflex, Lasix, Prilosec, Norvasc, Xanax, Fenugreek, Duragesic patch, methadone, baclofen, and O2. Patient has been complaining of increased shortness of breath and pain. I saw the patient twice. The first time I saw the patient, she did not tell me that she was on methadone. I spoke to the nurse regarding her pain medication, and the nurse told me that patient is actually in methadone currently. When I went back to the house and asked the daughter, she said she hadn't been giving it to her mom because she's afraid she was going to run out and that she's going to start that right away, period. So another medication includes methadone, 10 milligrams, supposed to be 3 times a day, period. Surgical history, she's had thyroid surgery, gallbladder surgery, and, of course, hysterectomy. Family history, did I say thyroid cancer? Review of system as above. On exam, we find the 69-year-old woman to be edematous, blood pressure 90 over power, pulse is 125, respiration is 26, and afebrile. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, shallow breath sounds. Patient's exam is consistent with pleural effusion, severe. Lower extremity shows 2+ or 3+ bilateral edema up to the calf, consistent with anasarca. There's definite ascites present in the abdominal cavity. Patient is anxious, cannot sit down, is moving about, and is in pain. Appears to be moving all 4 extremities. Period. Assessment. Here we have a 69-year-old woman in severe pain related to her urine cancer, along with a history of lung cancer, thyroid cancer, brain tumor, bony and liver metastasis, period. Patient is to families to start the methadone 10 milligram TID, period. Patient increase, families to increase the O2 to 4 liters, period. Continue with the logistic patch as before, period. Continue with hydromorphone, 8 milligram per cc. She was receiving half a cc every 2 hours. She may receive 1 cc. every 2 to 3 hours. Next number, add amoxil. Even though I've explained to the patient the lower extremity edema, the lower extremity redness is most likely not going to improve with amoxil, but the patient wants to be on some type of antibiotics. 500 milligram per 5 cc TID. Next number, lower extremity. Findings are consistent with DVT discussed with daughter. Next number, lower extremity findings are also consistent with septic phlebitis. Next number is anasarca. Next number is ascites. Next number is pleural effusion bilateral. Next number is anxiety. Next number is patient appears to be in severe pain. Next number is early evidence of liver failure with a sallow / ecteric complexion. Next number is oliguric. Next number, suspect renal failure, acute renal failure in this woman. Next number, patient needs lorazepam more frequently. to control her anxiety. Next number patient is very close to death. This was discussed with her daughter at length today. Next number findings and the changes in medications were done by the hospice nurse after my evaluation and observation and discussion with the hospice nurse. Next number is patient will be seen by the hospice nurse either tomorrow or Monday. Next number family will be given ample time to ask questions regarding patient's condition and or any other issues before leaving my presence. Thank you.